I recently began to write a blog again, and it's quite a while since I've written one. I did start actually blogging probably around about 10 years ago, but at the time I thought it was a brilliant idea and sort of lost a little bit of my way a good few years ago, and only recently got back into it. And I got back into it as a result of going to a seminar with a group of other people and just looking at some of the reasons why blogging is good. And it kind of inspired me to have a look at the concept of blogging. And the way that this particular seminar was put together was it looked at customer demographics and the sorts of things that they might be interested in, which led on to, providing a blog list. So that was great, and I thought, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that. Now, there are when you talk to people about the benefits of blogging, they'll tell you that, it's things like being able to communicate with your customers, which is always a good thing. There are things like setting yourself up as the authority or the expert on a subject, again, which is a very good thing. And there's also, if you put it on your website, there's the thing about cross-linking and search engine optimization, which helps you to be found in other areas, which are all brilliant ideas for writing a blog. However, there's one big advantage that I didn't think about that nobody mentioned on the day, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody else say beforehand as well. Now, perhaps it's just with the blogging method, but what I found is that having come up with a list of subjects of things I want to blog about and boo about, incidentally, over the next few months, then it's given me the opportunity to actually think about them in a lot more detail. So I now find that I'm analysing things to a greater depth than I was previously. Previously, I would develop a thought or an idea or a concept as a result of, doing some work or speaking to somebody else or reading something on a website. But now I'm finding that I want to blog about it, so I'm having to think about it in a bit more detail and also be a little bit analytical as to why these things or this concept or that idea is good, bad, indifferent, or whatever it happens to be. And I find that's absolutely brilliant. And I'm taking this a stage further now, in as much as because I'm now blogging myself, I'm probably looking at a lot more blogs that other people are doing, is taking other people's concepts and developing them a stage further, or bringing them into how they actually work or don't work for my business and my clients and people around me. Which really, when you think about it, is what the internet is all about. I'm not talking about, plagiarization here. I'm talking about developing on from other people's ideas, and I hope that people out there who listen to my boos or read my blog will actually take those ideas and further develop them for the benefit of everybody, because that's what collaboration is all about. So a great benefit to blogging. If you haven't tried it, give it a go. Pick a few subjects, pick half a dozen subjects to do with your business, to do with issues around your customer base, your clients, problems that you address or solve by your product or service, and just think about them and write a blog. Now, okay, we're not looking for Shakespearean quality here. We're not looking for huge words and huge descriptions and, pages and pages and pages. I mean, blogs are generally fairly light on what they do, and they should be in, I would say, in everyday language. So give it a go and just see if you do actually find that you have the same experience as me, that you will end up by analysing a particular subject in a lot more detail by process of actually going through the blogging process. Two processes. Wouldn't happen in text, but you can do it in a boo. Hope that's been of use, and look forward to doing more boos in the near future.